I'm almost scared of analytics, and I'll tell you why. I feel like it ends up rewarding I think there's positive things to measuring, but when measuring something you're bound by what you think you're measuring, right? And I can tell you for guarantee the Civil War wouldn't have happened if somebody said, let's have a 9-part series on dead white men in black and white photos. No one will ever watch that, right? Number of things you can think of that nobody would see as significant ways of telling our own stories. So nobody would have seen podcasting coming. And look how many voices are getting out and helping us be more empathetic to other people's stories. So when I think of analytics, it is actually frightening to me how quickly and easily Twitter knows when I wake up, Facebook knows when I go to bed, Audible knows when I get bored with a book, Netflix knows how much I'll binge or when I get bored and I'll bail out of something, so they shorten the time of the show that they're going to put up. Like, all of this stuff is a feedback loop, so that if the Washington Post can see that you spend 2 minutes on a story, they're not going to publish a story online that's going to take more than 2 minutes to read. So the audience, without knowing it, is shaping what the audience gets. And I'll give you a good example of that. Here, this is analytics, or this is kind of crowd analytics, but we had a measurement at NPR at one point when they're doing A-B testing on a Facebook post. So what kind of picture can go with a story that people will open the story and listen to it or read it? So our Facebook audience at NPR skewed 25 to 40-year-old female, a little more female than male. And they were finding that nobody, no matter what picture of a black man they put in association with the story, women weren't clicking on it. It could be Barack Obama, it could be Jay-Z, it could be Ebola, it could be Kofi Annan, it could be anybody who was killed in Ferguson, a teenage boy. Women were not likely to click on those pictures. Even if the story would be of interest to them, if they saw a picture, but they didn't know they were doing it. So you might not click and keep scrolling. But NPR was testing that versus like a different kind of image. So suddenly they realized none of these images of black men are getting people to open up and read or listen to the story. So we're going to put on an illustration or a neutral picture of a city or picture of a plant, and another image will be the thing that gets you to pay attention. Well, what does that mean about the place of those faces? They're disappearing and you don't know it. Same thing with Facebook. None of my friends over 35 have their photos on Facebook as their profile pages. At a certain age, women just want to sort of vanish because we don't feel good about how we look. We're taking ourselves out of a visual media landscape with this thing on Facebook that NPR found. It's the consumer's decision, and it's just the little, whether they click or not, that's deciding what is shown and what's prioritized, what gives privilege visually. And that's where analytics have a much scarier consequence, because you don't even know that decisions you're making are changing what you get fed. And that didn't quite used to be the same case when you didn't have such an immediate, you couldn't track a user's engagement with your product as microscopically as you can now. And there's this data mining that is so massive that I can't even get my head around it. And so that's where I get a little funky. I mean, analytics can also be good, but I'm always sort of like, I'm not a digital evangelist in that way, because I also want my privacy. Like, if I read books online, then Audible has a record of how much time I spent reading that book and when I got bored and did I stop or did I pay. That libraries have gone to court to prevent that from happening. And that's what creeps me out a bit about having everything online, because everything I do or want to learn or know about is now a matter of somebody's record that can be monetized. And I think there's something to be said for like this sacredness of reading. Like, that's you and the book. There's not a third party like Amazon gathering data about you. That's my question about journalism too, because lots of things that aren't popular are important. But if you want analytics to show popularity, just post kittens and porn. And that's our joke. Well, yeah, you want people to look at it, put up kittens or put up porn. That's the two things people...